There is a reality under what we can see and touch, and a truth to the world that only few know. These rooms, these boxes we occupy, they aren't made of hard walls and concrete. They're made of energy. And the man with a sufficient reserve of energy within himself can walk through these walls. He can bend the world to his will.
The points where we mess up is always the intro.
This is a video about a discipline I believe to be a man's hidden superpower. And there has been no practice, no discipline that has had a greater impact on the results I've gotten in life than brahmacharya, semen retention, celibacy. And I would akin it to two different chefs. They have the same kitchen, pots and pans, the same ingredients, both working on the same dish. But one of them, maybe it's your mother, they infuse that special something into the cooking of it, that special ingredient, which is love. And it makes all the difference. It tastes so much better when you have a home-cooked meal compared to something out and about. And in the same way, wow, semen retention infuses all of your life's work, every action you take, with a special amount of desire. Really, the inherent biological desire of life is infused into every action. It has a compounding impact on just the results you end up getting. In this video, I want to talk about four ways that you can use semen retention to maximize the rate of growth in your life and how it makes everything easier. So the first idea is that retention makes it easier for you to execute on your calendar. I had this realization really powerfully earlier this week, but everything you want to achieve in life is just a calendar schedule away. Everything you want to do is just the right actions away. And it's the right calendar, really probably for about a year, maybe 2 years at most, away from like the greatest results of your life. Dreams that you thought were unrealistic and unforeseeable, they're all there for the taking if you just put the right stuff on your calendar. The tough part about life and trying to chase certain results in life is that we don't have a good awareness of what should go on our calendar. And then we also don't know how to execute what is on our calendar very effectively. You know, for the people who struggle with doing the stuff that is on their calendar, you know, maybe that's when they look up videos about how to overcome procrastination. But the second half of this equation, the overcoming, like getting yourself to do the stuff that you tell yourself you should do, that largely gets taken care of on retention. And I think this is twofold. One, because you just have a lot more energy. You just have a lot more juice to give. It's almost like if you're not moving forward, if you're not constantly pressing forward with the action you're supposed to take, you just feel like really, really pent up. And then secondly, you just have a lot more like intuition and insight about the action you should take. So it becomes a lot easier for you to do the work that you tell yourself you're gonna do. Everyone's had this experience where maybe at like 2 a.m. or after some like drunken haze and a hangover, you tell yourself, okay, tomorrow is gonna be different. In the morning, I'm gonna do things like that. This was a lot of me like right after college. I would set all these intentions and desires about how I was going to conduct myself. But in that era of my life, I struggled to actually do what I told myself I would do. And with retention, that largely gets taken care of because there's not a lot of places you can put your energy outside of what is the work that is immediately in front of you. And the second reason is because you just have so much more intuition and insight about what you actually should do. If you are chasing some goal, like maybe you want to be a $10 million a year CEO, you don't know what you should do to go from like 100K a year to $10 million a year. You don't know what actions you should take, but you probably have a 20% awareness, a 20% level guess about what you could do that would get you results. And everything else is a blind spot. It's just sadness because you don't know what you should do. When you ask yourself the right questions, like what should I do to become a $10 million per year CEO? Whatever it might be, whatever your goal is. If you force yourself to write out a response to that, your brain will actually take that 20% insight to 50%. You can actually just force a higher level of insight just because you asked yourself. Our brains are incredibly powerful and they have a lot of latent knowledge inside them. The only thing is that that knowledge is triggered by questions. The second way to maximize your growth using retention is to complete 3 strategic moves in the next year. A strategic move is a label I came up with for any goal that is very exciting, but also 100% achievable. And usually it's your bottleneck breakthrough goal that you can achieve usually in around 3 or 4 months definitively. For me, in a previous era, it was getting down to 12% body fat just because I thought it would have an impact on how the world saw me. And it actually ended up being true. And everyone has that one goal that if they achieved, they definitively could, but also it would be life-changing in some way. This could be financial, it could be social, it could be health-driven like it was for me. As soon as you complete a strategic move, the next one reveals itself to you, but you don't get the next one until you complete the previous one. So after getting down to 12% body fat, my goal then was to put on 5 pounds of muscle, which I'm around the end of. I definitely have gained some lean tissue, but that is the next strategic move that I'm completing right now. After which the next one, the next goal that I should go for that is going to be a breakthrough will reveal itself to me. But what I found is that when I'm on retention, my ability to complete the next strategic move, it goes up so dramatically. And if you complete one strategic move every 4 months or so, that's pretty dramatic because a strategic move is so impactful. It's something that you can complete in 4 months that most people would not even complete in like 5 years time, just because they might not have that level of focus towards the goal that they're working on. But you can complete around 3 of these every year if you work with intention. And so over 2 years, you come across as a dramatically different person and you seem like you're going through this radical transformation. And when you're on retention, your movement towards that strategic move, it just goes up so much. The third idea here is that you can use retention to learn new skills to fullness. And this is impactful because every skill you learn doubles your chances of success. This even goes for any skill that is completely trivial. When I first started motorcycling, learning that skill to fullness, going from someone who never biked to now having around 3,000 miles on a motorcycle, it sounds crazy, but it actually really dramatically improved my odds of success just because more adventure brands started reaching out to me. We even have a potential agency deal in works with Ducati. And so I found that however tangential a skill might be, whether it's juggling or learning French or learning how to skydive, every skill you learn doubles your chances of success, and your ability to learn that side skill actually goes up a lot on retention. The way I structure my day now, I devote 6 days per week to actually just working on my main strategic move, which coming up here, I'm working towards having like the biggest video agency close of my life. Me and my team are trying to figure that out. But the skill that I'm learning on the side is skydiving. It actually only takes 25 jumps to get what is called your A license in skydiving. And so I made a plan to do around 2 jumps every weekend, every Saturday morning, on days that I call my adventure days. As much emphasis that I have put in the last year on your strategic move and honing in on one thing very, very definitively, it also makes sense to invest in something that is like a side quest, a skill that you're learning tangentially. Because when you're working on the main quest, when you're working on your main goals, you're only doing around the same 5 actions every single day. So life starts to look very repetitive and very mundane. But if you work on your tangential side skill, if you give yourself like one adventure day, it actually makes life seem more well-defined. The important thing with this though is that you need to know what the milestone will look like by the time you are finished working on that skill. Occasionally in the past, I've started trying to learn a skill like tennis, but not known the amount of upfront investment it would take to get good at that skill. And so because of that, I invested a bunch of time trying to learn something, but I never made any like definitive progress with it. So that ends up being a waste of time. But if you can sort of invest some time into learning a tangential skill and knowing what the milestone, what that end goal will look like, maybe with skydiving, it's 25 jumps. Maybe with another skill, knowing that at 20 to 50 hours, you will get good enough to go from beginner to intermediate or proficient. That is a very powerful way to use your energy on retention to transmute it into something greater. And then the last idea I want to share here is that it should feel like productive violence. Being on retention, it kind of feels like you're harnessing a great tornado or tsunami. Sometimes it can feel just like you're really pent up and just a tremendous amount of energy. And so it can be a lot of people's undoing. Even for me, it can feel very distracting at times. But as I've sort of matured and continued to practice this discipline over the years, I realized that it should feel like productive violence. That's just another way of saying that the work you do should be infused with that love. And as you pour love into your life's work, the results you get, the transformation you get is really unbelievable. The energy, the insights, the even like the literal glow on your face that you have when you're practicing retention poured into your life's strategic moves, the calendar that can make your dreams come true, and the new skills that you plan on learning to fullness. This makes everything possible. and it ensures that you maximize your growth in life.
This video is sponsored by the Captain Sinbad YouTuber Group Coaching Mastermind. My business partner and I have been running this mastermind for the last 1 year, and it's truly been a transformative experience both for me and for the people that we've worked with. One of our clients, Dinesh, grew his income to 200,000 euros in a single year, which was several multiples more than what he was making before, simply because he learned how to monetize his channel very, very effectively.
Doing the YouTube entrepreneur coaching with Manoj was the single best decision of my life, seriously. I made over 200,000 euros in revenue just through my business and the content side together, and that was primarily because of the coaching that I got from Manoj. It was extremely, extremely helpful. Combined this one with the content side, it is what kind of makes the magic.
When I first started YouTube, I didn't have a great camera. I had a Canon Rebel T6i, this $300 camera that I saved up some money for. In fact, I was living with my parents, recording late at night, and it was really difficult. But what I essentially had was a professional mindset. If you treat this craft, and it is a craft, at a professional level, and you set an intention for how you're going to go about making your videos, market researching correctly, working hard on your titles and thumbnails, working hard on your script and the efficacy in your delivery, doing your best to level up consistently across the seven main categories of what makes a good YouTube video, you will grow. You will be in the 1% of creators if you simply know what the principles of success are, and you'll be in the 0.01% if you work at improving on them day in and day out. And many of the people who have worked with us have gotten several hundred thousand views on a video within the program and grown their channels to like 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 subscribers and beyond. One person I've worked with is at from 200 subscribers to now 133K subs over 7 months. So the results come, and it comes from acting like a professional. If you're a busy professional and you're at all curious about growing a YouTube channel, there's a link in the description box. You can apply for coaching with me today.
But with that being said, for those of us who use our retentive powers to maximize our rate of growth, to us I say greatness is coming. We'll catch you next time.